This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London's live feed.
Jada Pinkett Smith has celebrated what would have been Tupac's 50th birthday by sharing a never-before-seen poem she was gifted by the late icon. A lot of people don't know, these guys, they didn't date. They were really, really close friends in high school.
Some say nothing gold can last forever. And to believe this, I need no proof. I have witnessed all that was pure in me and be changed by the evil men can do. The innocence possessed by children once lived inside my soul, but surviving years with criminal peers has turned my warm heart to cold.
Gosh, he was in his early 20s when he died. Imagine the years and years of incredibleness we could have got from Tupac, from Biggie Smalls, if they'd lived. It's just so sad. Right, next up. Ariana Grande and James Corden have celebrated the end of lockdown in the US with an amazing recreation of Hairspray's opening song, Good Morning Baltimore. I hate this song. This is funny.
No lockdowns anymore. We can finally walk out the door. The sunlight is a fantasy. It still doesn't feel real to me. No lockdowns anymore.
Don't put it down. Keep playing, keep playing.
Will they still take my temp at the door? Shout out to our favorite MD, Anthony Fauci.
That's funny. Anthony Fauci. I want to say something controversial.
Okay.
You know the Friends reunion?
Yeah.
He ruined it. He laughed too much at everything they said. Everything they said, he was like, oh! And I was like, chill the f*** out, James Corden. I think he was the wrong choice. And you know what? He's killing it. Yeah. Gavin and Stacey's my favorite TV show of all time. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. His character, Smithy, is the funniest character that's ever existed on television. I got a lot of love for James Corden. Do I think he was the right host for the Friends reunion? No, I do not. In case you're wondering, you probably weren't. Moving on. Although we've started to see some festivals returning this year, it was confirmed today that Listen Out will not be one of them. Boo-hoo. I'm coming back in 2022, though. It's so crazy, though. To even imagine being at a festival now makes me feel nervous because we've been conditioned to be so scared.
Well, we saw the line on TikTok of Disneyland.
Oh my gosh.
Freaked out.
Disneyland have finally said, okay, no more masks. And I reckon there were 10,000 people in the line to get in. God.
Yeah. See how we go.
Oh, that makes me so angry. Did you get that bleep, Shy Guy? I really hope you.
Always.
Sorry, bosses. All right, and finally, Calvin Harris spoke with Capital Breakfast in the UK. And when asked if we'll get a funk wave, it's so hard to say this album for years of struggle. It is Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2. It's too hard. Why couldn't he just called it the Calvin Harris album? This is what he had to say.
The thing is that I'm still seeing people discovering Volume 1. And I want that to run its course before I even think about Volume 2. Because, you know, I feel like Slide is still... I could release that tomorrow. It'd still be a good tune.
I always forget he's Scottish every single time. And he sounds proper Scottish too. That's a hot accent.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast.